The Bureau of Criminal Investigation responds to requests from any county for help with crime scene investigation and dispatches trucks with agents and the latest high-tech equipment. But the Bureau's newest tool is pretty old school. Attorney General Mike DeWine says the state's crime-solving agency is launching its first ever forensic dive team.
Now we will be able to complement what we do for the normal crime scene, to extend that if there's something underwater, or we think there might be something underwater, which is many times the situation. You just don't know, but the trail may lead you, and you think, well, gee, we need to check this river out, or we need to check this pond out.
The team can help find evidence, weapons, and human remains, and DeWine expects to be called in by smaller police and county sheriff's departments that don't have dive teams of their own. In many cases, divers will be able to conduct tests on the scene rather than having to take what they find back to the local or state crime lab. The 8-member dive team was created from people already employed at BCI, including 3 crime scene agents and an electronics expert, and an EPA inspector. Ohio EPA Director Scott Nally is a diver himself, and he says this team will help find illegal dumpers and polluters who put all sorts of things in waterways.
Tires, barrels, empty barrels, contaminated barrels, barrels with some solvent in it that might be leaking. A point source, oftentimes a lot of our historical infrastructure, the pipe is out into the water, and unless you actually drain it, you can't find it.
The team can explore water of all depths, from small tributaries and little ponds to Lake Erie and the Ohio River. The idea for the team came from former Clark County prosecutor Stephen Shoemaker, who's now a deputy attorney general and also a diver.
Much of the water that we will be diving in will be what we refer to as black water. In other words, we won't be able to see a thing. This will not be recreational diving. This would be rather blind, current-driven, hazardous diving in many situations.
The team spent its first afternoon at a quarry in Circleville, south of Columbus, testing a piece of equipment to help in those circumstances, a $50,000 sonar unit that can be lowered into the water to search before divers jump in. BCI agents hid some weapons in the quarry, and members of the team went out on a small boat and into the water, while sales rep Carl Luttrell stayed on land and watched the return from the sonar scanner on 2 computer screens.
That's about a 3.5-foot object right there. Could that be a long gun?
Littell then translates what he sees on the screen to an agent with a radio, who then communicates with the team members on the boat.
Okay, the diver needs to go directly north, approximately 8 to 10 feet.
The team didn't find a gun on this test, but Luttrell says one fire department in Ohio that uses this unit found 6 drowning victims when its dive teams were unable to find them. And DeWine stresses this dive team is not a rescue team. It was created specifically to find evidence that criminals thought would be washed away. Karen Kessler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.